Now let's go next to Colombia, where the United States is helping a battle against drugs as well as communist guerrillas. The Bush administration has touted President Alvaro Uribe as an able caretaker there, but Uribe's government has been under siege. Members of Colombia's Congress have been implicated in a growing scandal. Investigators say dozens of officials may have helped right-wing paramilitary groups expand their hold in northern Colombia. And many in Colombia wonder how far this scandal will go. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota.
It's a sunny morning in Bogota, and former Death Squad fighters are playing soccer, along with their one-time enemies, Marxist guerrillas. All of them recently disarmed. The Death Squad members come from paramilitary groups that demobilized after long negotiations with President Alvaro Uribe's government. The government, which receives billions in American aid, says it's now working to bring paramilitary commanders to justice. And today, a fearsome leader, Salvatore Mancuso, is expected to confess to war crimes in a special court. He would become the first commander to do so. But as the wheels of justice turn, Uribe's reputation has been tarnished. Three congressmen have been jailed for collaborating with death squad commanders. Others have been interrogated about possible ties. That includes Senator Alvaro Araujo, whose sister is the foreign minister, Maria Consuelo Araujo. Almost every day brings more bad news, as well as revelations about how the paramilitaries continue to traffic cocaine and murder opponents. The government says 30,000 fighters from the illegal anti-guerrilla group disarmed, but critics say the organization has yet to be completely dismantled. Some congressmen are now calling on the government to come clean about any links it might have with the paramilitaries. In a raucous session of Congress, the opposition congressman Venus Albeiro Silva promised that the scandal would not fade soon. That has congressmen like Fernando Tafur worried. Tafur is from the northern coast where some paramilitaries continue operating, violating an agreement with Uribe. He says many lawmakers were forced to deal with paramilitaries under the threat of death.
You couldn't say I wouldn't dialogue with you because you're an illegal armed group. If you did, I'm almost positive I wouldn't be here talking with you.
The vice president, Francisco Santos, said in an interview that the government wants the truth to come out. And he said that those paramilitaries who don't cooperate could be extradited to the United States, where many have been indicted on drug charges.
Right now, we're dismantling a very, very powerful army, and what we need to keep an eye on the ball now is not let those groups grow, combat them very, very harshly.
Estas son las noticias más importantes hasta esta hora.
With the media focused on Mancuso's appearance in the special court, the government is hoping for a positive turn. The grim news of recent days didn't put a damper on a puppet show put on for the children of former paramilitaries and rebels. But the troubles the government has had were not far from the mind of José Mejía. He helped organize the puppet show, and he was once a paramilitary. He worries that while low-level fighters want peace, some commanders are not cooperating with the state.
We have taken a chance on this, and now, if they don't want to bet on it, then it's very worrisome.
It's a concern shared by a growing number of Colombians. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.